97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Dr. Beth Goldstein, who is the founding partner of Central Dermatology Center. Beth, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Sharon.
Thank you. It's the Central Dermatology Center. Why did you study dermatology?
Well, I come from a family of about 10 physicians, so choosing medicine was really not that unusual in my family. But I always thought I would really like primary care. And as I was doing my rotations in medical school, I couldn't quite see myself doing so many different things that I really felt like I wanted to hone in on one area that I could have an expertise and feel very competent in that one area. I had never been to a dermatologist. I didn't know what a dermatologist did, but my first cousin's wife was a dermatology resident. And he said, they are all so happy and they really love what they do. You should try dermatology. So I did the first rotation. I said, this is kind of interesting. It's fast paced. And I love outpatient because I love talking to people. I'm not really a hospital based kind of person with numbers and people on ventilators and things like that. That's very important for people to do that well. But that I just didn't fit my personality. But I said, it's not as exciting. There's not as much adrenaline as like taking care of a heart attack or trauma or things like that. So I did some other rotations and I came back to dermatology. And I spoke with the head of the residency, and he said, people go to their doctor for high blood pressure, and they give them a pill, and it makes them feel bad. But when you come to the dermatologist, it's actually very public. If you have psoriasis, if you have eczema, if you have a bad birthmark or whatever, and that you really have these very intimate, long-term relationships with your patients, and you have a huge impact on their life.
Yes.
And that you actually get to see multiple generations. And that you get to do a little bit of surgery, but you're not in surgery all day. You get to cure cancer all the time.
Oh, my.
You get to take care of children, but you usually don't have to give them shots most of the time. Usually you just get to look at them and play with them so you don't hurt the babies. And so it had a lot of appeal that way. And I said, oh, my goodness, I hope I get into residency. If I don't, I'm not sure what else I'll do.
Oh, dear.
But it all worked out. It worked out. And so it's really been a wonderful journey.
Well, Beth, why is dermatology important?
Well, actually, the skin is the largest organ of the body, and so it is very important from that standpoint. But a lot of people don't realize it's kind of the window into the rest of your health. And so it's skin, hair, and nails. So for instance, if you have thyroid disease, it may manifest itself as hair loss or dry skin.
Really?
If you have cancer, it may manifest itself as itching. Or if you have autoimmune diseases, it may manifest itself in a certain distinguishing way of a rash. So it's actually very interesting that way. The other thing is when you go a lot of times to your regular doctor, you'll say, or provider, you'll say, I just don't feel good. And that's very difficult to figure that out. But when you go to the dermatologist, you see it. And it's very objective based. It's not more of like, I don't feel good or my back kind of hurts. It's the rash. And the pressure on that is you can't tell somebody their rash is better. They go, no, I can see it. My rash is not better. You have not made me better. So from that standpoint, if you try to convince people, oh, no, you feel better. You look better.
Right.
But with dermatology, they can say, no, my acne is not better. It looks the same.
Oh. And I think of things as rosacea and things like that. Would a person with rosacea go to a dermatologist as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's some people have flushing and blushing of the skin, and that's rosacea. Some people get pimples. Some people get dilated blood vessels. Some people have thickening of the skin of their nose. The worst case scenario is like a W.C. Fields.
Yes.
That was rosacea. And there are different triggers for different people for different things. So it's not necessarily because you drink alcohol. And that was a bad association where it's like, oh, if you have rosacea, you must be an alcoholic.
Oh, dear.
But rosacea can affect your eyes as well. So sometimes those are tied in. So in terms of why is dermatology important?
Yes.
And then there are the most common forms of cancer are skin cancer. And some of the most preventable and early detectable cancers are skin cancers because you can see them. And so they're very easy to detect in most cases and treat.
Do you find that people who tend to be sun worshipers tend to be more vulnerable to cancers because of too much exposure to the sun without enough sunblock?
So absolutely. The biggest issue right now is these young, particularly young women who go to tanning beds.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that.
So just one or two exposures before the age of 20 can double their risk of melanoma.
Really?
So it's very serious. And actually, the North Carolina legislature is making some very positive strides in addressing the youth using tanning beds. So certainly sun worshipers, the ultraviolet radiation damages the skin on many levels. And so those individuals certainly are the highest risk. People with a family history of skin cancer, people who've had a lot of sunburns, people more fair complected, people with a lot of moles, people with a lot of irregular appearing moles, what we call atypical moles, are an increased risk for skin cancer. But the main thing people should know that most skin cancers look like something fairly normal, like a pimple or a scratch or a dry spot. But the key thing is it doesn't heal or go away. So normally a pimple should heal within a few weeks. So if you've got a pimple lasting more than like a month and a half, that's not your ordinary pimple.
Right.
If you have a scar that's growing, that's not your average scar. If you've got a dry skin patch and you put moisturizer and lotion on it for a month or so, it's probably not just your average spot. And then melanoma, which can come from flat or raised moles, birthmarks, new moles, spots you've had your whole life, people need to see what their skin looks like. So we strongly encourage self-skin exams on a regular basis so that you know what your own skin looks like, so you know if something is new or changing or different. And a lot of people think melanoma skin cancer has to be darkly pigmented to be bad, but actually there's a lot more melanomas now that are red, or what we call amelanotic melanomas, they're pink. And that they can be flat. So many people will come in, even with their family members in medicine, and say, oh, yeah, they said it's fine, it's flat. Well, there's this growth phase that if you can catch it while it's still usually in this horizontal growth phase where it's still kind of flat, that's early and you can really cure it. But if you don't realize that anything that's changing, flat or raised, pink, brown, dark, that it's important to get those checked.
Amazing.
And that's, you don't want to wait. You want
right.
to get those taken care
that's
of right away.
That's the main message. Beth, why don't you give us your contact information, please?
So our office number is 919-401-1994. And we have a website, is www.centralderm.net.
Very good. Thank you. Let's take a break, Beth. When we come back, let's hear some more about your world of dermatology and your business in particular. Please stand by. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM on your radio dial. My guest today is Dr. Beth Goldstein. She is the founding partner of Central Dermatology Center. Please stand by. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
My guest today is Dr. Beth Goldstein, who is the founding partner of Central Dermatology Center. Beth, during our last segment, you were telling us why you went into dermatology. Why don't you tell us about your journey to get to where you are today in dermatology?
With my original practice of dermatology, it was very general based. I would do really everything. But what I found over the years is this is a very highly educated population here, and they're very oriented towards prevention. And it really started me doing a lot more of these total body skin exams, particularly in high-risk patients who had a lot of moles or high risk for skin cancer, and just doing very thorough exams. And over time, I really evolved into that was probably 80% or more in my practice. And then I had always wanted to focus on doing skin cancer surgeries. And over time, I grew the practice where that was able to support me leaving to go get more training. And I couldn't do that when I was solo or just one other doctor in the practice. And so I really appreciate my partners, the other providers in the practice, supporting me while I went to learn how to do skin cancer surgery that is specialized in frozen sections. It's called Mohs surgery after Dr. Mohs. Mohs doesn't stand for anything. It's named after the physician who developed the procedure.
Okay.
And it allows you to treat areas where you really need to conserve tissue, particularly eyelids, ears, lips, nose, hands, feet. So it really allows you to really control your margins. So you have the smallest scar possible, but also it gives you very high cure rates.
There we are.
And so that has been my focus. And so I've evolved into really most of my patients have a history of skin cancer.
Really?
Or a strong family history of skin cancer, or at high risk for skin cancer because they have a lot of moles and a strong family history of skin cancer.
So that is your, would you say that's your specialty then, is dealing with the skin cancer as a dermatologist?
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
What other cosmetic, not other, but what cosmetic applications do you apply in your business?
Well, we have a Medi-Spa and it's part of our practice. And Dr. Janelle Williams is one of my partners. My other partner is Dr. Todd DeVries. And we have other great providers at our practice who also do these procedures with lasers. We use fillers. We use neurotoxins. Most people are familiar with Botox. We do chemical peels. The main thing that I think coming to a dermatology practice for cosmetic services is that you get quite a bit of education. And the first and foremost thing is, how do you protect your skin? What you should be doing on a daily basis. And so many people say, well, I use a moisturizer. And you really need to say to them, you can use the fanciest moisturizer you want to, but if you're not protecting your skin from the sun, you're really not taking good care of your skin. And all of those products are not created equally.
No.
And so we really educate people on how to get the best protection for their skin.
Right.
And then to do the fun things on top of that.
At the same time. How did your business grow? What did it start? How did it start as a single practitioner to where it is today?
Well, I started next to the Chamber of Commerce on Estes Drive.
Oh.
And it was nice and cozy. But as it grew, and I felt very fortunate that I was busier than I could really handle, that I needed some help. And Dr. Janelle Williams had heard of me, and she was moving to the area because her husband had a job at Duke. And we talked, and I only had three rooms. I said, I don't have any space right now, but let's stay in touch. And we shared a lot of patients back and forth over the next couple of years and decided that I wanted to own a building.
Mm-hmm.
And so we moved out onto Highway 54, right at I-40, and Dr. Williams joined me. And then we have grown from there. And she would say, now, when we expand, we need to see where we're going to break through. And I'd say, oh, hush, bite your tongue. We are not getting any bigger. And then we do.
Oh, my goodness.
So we started the Medi-Spa.
Yes.
And then she said it again. I said, oh, no, we are not doing anything else. And we are expanding and creating a suite for the Mohs surgery. So it'll be a little more comfortable than it is right now and being able to expand our cosmetic services.
That is amazing. Yeah. This growth, do you have competition in Chapel Hill? You seem to just be growing exponentially.
Well, there's a lot of really good providers in the area. We do actually have satellite offices, and they have been kind of interesting how they started. Our first main satellite was in Siler City. And people would say, how in the world did you end up going to Siler City? And I watched a lot of Mayberry and Andy Griffith
yes.
growing up. So, of course, I knew it was Siler City.
Yes.
But that there was, at the time, there was these cancer coordinators for counties. And a woman said, would you please come do a skin cancer screening at the Chatham County Senior Center? And I went down there and I did a screening, and I've done many over the years. But most of these people had very significant number of skin cancers. And most of them knew they were skin cancers. They'd had a history of skin cancers. They didn't want to drive all the way up to Chapel Hill to get taken care of.
We're only talking about their lives.
But this was before the four lanes all the way up and down 15501. But I'm not sure that that was really the big difference. But that they really wanted us to come there. And so we have been going down there for a number of years, down to Siler City. And that patient population, I think, is very grateful that they don't have to drive. A lot of the patients are older, and so they rely on a family member or a friend or a neighbor to take off from work to bring them up to Chapel Hill if they need Mohs surgery or some other kind of specialty. So they really are grateful that we're down there. And then I had a patient who would come see me in Siler City and said, you know, we really need some more dermatologists in the Sanford area. There are providers down there, but there's a long wait, and we really would like you to come. And he found me office space, this patient did, and was after me. And I was like, I don't know that we really have more capacity to do this, but we hired other physicians, and it's actually very busy down there.
This
is amazing.
We
have an office down there every day, virtually almost every day of the week.
And it's still called Carolina Central Dermatology. So it's all over with the same name. Oh, my goodness. Do you own the buildings for
no.
each one of your?
Okay. No, we rent. Actually, Chatham Hospital, the new Chatham Hospital, has space for rotating providers to come down, right. specialists to come down, which is very nice.
Right.
And then we're going, we had been in Hillsborough, now we're going back out to Hillsborough as well. And so it just meets a little different patient population, people from Yanceyville or places like that, that just Danville, who need more access.
These places seem so far away, and yet they know to come to you or you go to them so they can get the help that they need. In the 15 seconds we have for this segment, please tell us again your contact information, please.
919-401-1994, and our website is centralderm.net.
Centralderm, D-E-R-M, dot net.
Yes.
Wonderful. Let's take another break. When we come back, let's hear some about your fabulous business, Dr. Goldstein. Thank you. You're listening to Today's Business. My guest today is Dr. Beth Goldstein. She is the founding partner of Central Dermatology Center. We will be right back. Please stay with us.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
My guest today is Dr. Beth Goldstein, founding partner of Central Dermatology Center. Well, Beth, I have to ask you, why Chapel Hill?
Thank you for asking. My husband and I met in medical school in Augusta, Georgia, and we traded moves professionally. So I got the first decision, which was the dermatology residency in Augusta. And it was a great program. They had the president of the American Academy of Dermatology and the editor of the main dermatology journal were there. Lots of great clinical research, great clinical training. And so the next move was his. And he's in family medicine, and he wanted to do primary care research. And UNC Chapel Hill has a great Department of Family Medicine, has a great School of Public Health. There's not a lot of places around the country that have that combination and that are wonderful places to live. I won't disparage anywhere else, but this is a great place to live. And people said, oh, once you move here, you're not moving away. And we're like, well, all of our family's in Georgia. There's no way we're staying. And lo and behold, here we are. And it's a great place to have our family, raise our family here. It's been a wonderful quality of life. I always would describe it to my friends and say, you know, they do recycling and that people take their grocery carts back and put them away. It's just a very responsible place to live, very down to earth, really great values here. And so we decided to stay in Chapel Hill. And so I opened my practice once he got a faculty position, and that it was a great opportunity as a young mom to be in control of my schedule and a lot of flexibility to run, go hear whatever poem the kids were reciting or to
Beautiful.
Be present. And it was wonderful. And then I was able to transition that into a bigger practice. And I think we have a very family-friendly atmosphere. As far as with my husband and being in Chapel Hill and him being in academics, we have done a lot of collaboration together. We've written a couple of books about practical dermatology, which is geared towards a primary care audience. We've done a lot of lecturing over the years, and currently we edit for an online journal called Up to Date, and that is our current collaboration, and that has been a very important part of our lives.
Sounds like a strong work-life balance that you have with your family.
It has been really a wonderful way.
Beautiful. Beth, in the minute that we have left, why don't you give our audience some tips for the best things they can do to protect their skin?
I love talking about this. So the number one thing is hats, shirt, and shade to protect their skin from ultraviolet light. So everybody wants to talk about what sunblock they're using, but really and truly the number one thing is physical protection. There's only so much a sunblock will do. And to reapply it and to use a broad spectrum sunblock, my favorite is the micronized zinc products, but you have to think about it like painting a wall.
Oh boy.
You have to reapply it after a few hours. And the other that we mentioned earlier was about self-skin exams, so that you look at your skin every month or two with a mirror and good lighting and check all the nooks and crannies of your body so you know what your moles and spots do or don't look like. And so you can notice if there's a new or change in your skin.
Excellent advice. Thank you. I think you're going to be saving lives with the tips you just provided to us, Beth. Our time is up. I wish we had more time to talk, but thank you so much for coming in and talking to me today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. My guest today has been Dr. Beth Goldstein, who is a founding partner of Central Dermatology Center. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in.